is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to another beautiful episode of the silsila, Discourses of Attar. At the beginning of the silsila, remember, try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can. For example, that I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points they are. I will try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them to my family, to my spouse, my children, my friends, my society. In this manner, try to make as many good intentions to gain maximum rewards. There is a beautiful hadith regarding the fada'il and the blessings and benefits of reciting durood, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas al-Tawar Qadri, Damad Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has narrated this beautiful hadith with the reference of Al-Qulul Badi'. He writes and states, Sayyiduna Imam Sakhawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has narrated that our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one who sends salat and durood upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers that person with 10 blessings. And the one who sends salat and durood upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal showers that person with 100 blessings. And the one who sends salat and durood upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jal inscribes between both of his eyes that this person is freed from nifaq, from hypocrisy and the fires of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will place him amongst the martyrs. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, dear listeners of Madani Channel, remember to increase in the recitation of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Abu Nu'aym Ahmad bin Abdullah Asfahani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, who passed away about 430 Hijri, he mentions in the world famous book Hilyatul Awliya that Sayyiduna Ibrahim Taimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi states, once I imagined that I was in Jahannam. I was in hell, tightly strapped by the chains of fire, eating cactus and sipping the pus of the people of hell. After these contemplations, I inquired and I asked my nafs, my inner self, my lower self, tell me, what do you desire? The azab and torment of hell or deliverance and safety from hell? My nafs answered, deliverance and safety. I want to go back to the dunya, to the world, and perform such deeds by virtue of which I can be exempted and freed from the hellfire. Thereafter, I contemplated that I am in Jannah. I am in heaven, eating its fruits, drinking the beverages from its rivers, and meeting with the beautiful maidens of Jannah. After these imaginations, I questioned and asked my nafs, what do you desire, heaven or hell? My nafs answered, Jannah, paradise. I want to go to the world and perform good deeds so that I can avail the bounties of paradise. Then I said to my nafs, right now you have the opportunity, meaning, O nafs, now you have to determine your path yourself. either rectify yourself and go to Jannah, to paradise, or do sins and go to hell. Therefore, you should sow what you want to reap. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, try to understand that in order to reform the nafs, how our noble saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, would hold it accountable. They would try to control it as much as they could. They would discipline it, their nafs, upon its wrongdoings. And sometimes they would even inflict punishment on their nafs, whilst always fearing Allah Azza wa Jal and reforming themselves more and more. They would strive extensively to prepare for the akhirah, the hereafter. No doubt, efforts of such people bear much fruits. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse 19. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the reviver of the Sunnah, the destroyer of Bid'ah, the scholar of Sharia and the guide of Tariqah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, has translated this verse in his world famous translation of the Holy Quran called Kanzul Iman in the following beautiful words: and whoever desires the hereafter and strives for it accordingly and is a believer as well, so only their effort has borne fruits. Today we engage ourselves to make efforts to better our future. We strive to gather various sorts of comforts and luxuries. We toil, we work hard to increase our bank balance. We try to flourish our businesses and we make so many plots, plans and schemes in order to attain worldly benefits, worldly comforts for our future, so that our worldly morrow, our tomorrow, may prosper. Unfortunately and regrettably, we are absolutely remiss and negligent in bettering our akhirah, our afterlife. So many careless people have embraced maut, have embraced death, while toiling for even better worldly lives. Thus, instead of celebrating their cheering of a brighter future, they are lowered into the narrow and dark grave. To be engaged in search for mere, a better life in this world, to be neglectful in thinking about and in preparing for the afterlife, and whilst accounting for past deeds, not making efforts to avoid sins and firmly determining to do as many good deeds as we possibly can with the good intentions, is nothing but true loss. A wise person is one who focuses on the afterlife, on the hereafter. That person is wise who reforms himself by holding his nafs, the lower base self, the carnal desires, severely accountable. That person regrets for the sins that he has committed, and he fears from the poor consequences of the sins, just as our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, have done. The proof of Islam, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has narrated that once Sayyidina Ibn Simmah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whilst performing self-accountability, calculated his age and it came to about 60 years. After multiplying his age by 12, it resulted in 720 months. He then multiplied these 720 months by 30. The result was 21,600 days, the number of days of his blessed life. Then he said to himself that if I have committed one sin daily, every day I had committed 21,600 sins to the present day. Most probably, I have committed up to 1,000 sins a day. Saying this, he started to tremble with the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Then at once, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi screamed and fell down unconscious on the floor. When he was checked about his condition, his soul was found to have departed from this mortal world. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, contemplate deeply about how our noble saints, the awliya Allah, rahimahumullah ta'ala, how did they do fikr Madina? And in order to reform their nafs, how they would perform self-accountability for it. Fikr Madina is a concept of Dawat Islami. One of the best Madani In'am, that is the Madani In'amat booklet or card or program to rectify ourselves. One of the best Madani In'am amongst the Madani In'amat to achieve self-reformation is practicing Fikr Madina. This means one should regularly perform accountability of his deeds, especially at night. And meanwhile, he should fill that form and booklet of the Madani In'amat as well. Therefore, our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they too would perform self-accountability. Even being engaged in good deeds, our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they would consider themselves as sinners and would always fear Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them had so much of an intense fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that their souls would leave their bodies. They would pass away. Unfortunately, we are almost totally engaged in the depths of sins. Neither do we have any feelings of regret, nor do we feel any fear about the consequence of sinning. Our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they would stay awake at night. They would fast in abundance. They would perform good deeds excessively. But still, they would hold themselves guilty, guilty of committing sins, and would weep always in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal due to the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, their elegance is such that not practicing mustahab and desirable deeds for them is considered a bad act. Reduction or to decrease in optional ibadat and worships, according to them, is perceived to be a wrongdoing, and a mistake made in their childhood is counted as a sin by them, even though childhood sins are not accountable. This is their level of taqwa and piety and closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Once Sayyiduna Utbah Ghulam alayhi rahmatullahi salam, he started to shiver whilst passing by a house and he suffered much perspiration. When people inquired, he replied, "This is the place where I committed a sin in my childhood." Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi nabiyyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been reported in the famous book, Tadhkiratul Awliya, that a sin was committed by Sayyiduna Khaja Hasan Basri, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, in his childhood. Whenever he got a new dress sewed, a new outfit sewed, he would write that sin on his collar. What would he do? He would write that sin that he committed in childhood in his collar. Often, he would cry so much on looking at it that he would faint. He would become unconscious. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you noticed how our noble saints rahimahumullah ta'ala, they would remember the sins of theirs in their childhood, and because of the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, how their reaction would be. And on the other hand, it is we, ill-fated adults, who forget even those sins that we commit intentionally, but we remember our flawed virtues and feel proud about them. The little good that we can do is polluted by showing off. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, a wise person is the one who obtains the fortune of performing good deeds and he does not remember them. That person is wise who performs good deeds but does not remember those good deeds. And if sins are committed, then that person remembers those sins. And in order to reform himself, that person performs self-accountability strictly. Upon the decrease in doing good deeds, that person will discipline himself and frighten himself of the wrath and anger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal every moment. This had been the practice of our glorious saints rahimahumullah ta'ala. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the commander of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Al-Faruq Al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he too would perform self-accountability on a daily basis, and when night would come, he would whip himself, he would hit his foot, asking himself, tell me, what did you do today? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is from amongst the Ashara Mubashara. Who are those? Meaning those 10 blessed Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who were blessed with the glad tidings of Jannah, of paradise. And despite being most excellent in rank than others, after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would possess great humbleness. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, once I saw Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu near a wall of a garden addressing his nafs, talking to his nafs. What was he saying? Bravo! Talking to his nafs. He said, bravo! People call you the leader of the believers. Then with humbleness, he stated, and you don't fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Remember, if you do not have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will have to face His azab and His torment. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the way Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would scold his nafs, his base self, inner self, and perform self-accountability with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is indeed a lesson for us, is indeed teaching us that we too must do self-accountability of ourselves, of our good deeds, our bad deeds, whatever good deeds we do, remember to do only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and do not remember that. Whatever sin we do, remember to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, and remember this so we can continue, inshallah ta'ala, doing good deeds and refraining from bad deeds, inshallah ta'ala. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.